Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Of course, we want you to stay well, but we're a show that helps you take control of your health. And that's what David L. wanted to do when he sent us a question. You can always send us questions at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. David L. writes, I use a water filter attached to my kitchen sink's faucet, but I hear under the sink reverse osmosis filter is much better. Do I really need to invest in one? And how safe really is bottled water? Well, David, you've actually asked a lot of questions. First, pitcher, faucet, and refrigerator filters are usually carbon filters and are great at capturing heavy metals and many chemicals. Some can even eliminate bacteria. But, in fact, says the best data says reverse osmosis filters have the best available technology for removing heavy metals such as uranium and radium, as well as contaminants such as arsenic, nitrate, microscopic parasites like cryptosporum, which cause diarrhea. But you should know that contaminants, especially, you know, this green mold that's going around, the green algae, put out microcystin, and that is 99% removed by one pass through a charcoal filter. So these charcoal filters that you're using are probably pretty darn good. You can find out what's in the water by looking. Every year they send out there's a requirement that your water company sends out its testing results. Usually you can get it monthly. Find out their website, log on, see what's common in your area. So in the Cleveland area where you live, the worry is this green algae toxin microcystin, and that is actually not removed by those expensive filtration systems unless they've got four systems. They're not removed by reverse osmosis, but they are removed by activated charcoal filter. So that's the best one. That's the one you've got. You can order your own quality tests for total chlorine, pH, hydrogen sulfide, iron, copper, nitrates, nitrites, and iron and bacteria, and send them to a lab if you want to. Those are available at Home Depot, Lowe's, some of the other big box stores. As for bottled water, the EPA's bottled water standards, a lot of questions at once, David, but the EPA's bottled water standards are the same for tap water and cover chemical, microbial, and radiologic contaminants. Bottled water plants must also operate in accordance with the FDA's good manufacturing practice, and bottlers must list on the label the type of water, spring, mineral, or from a public community water system. Yes, they can use the water right from your system. Usually they filter it and resell it to you. They just have to tell you on the label. So best, from an inexpensive standpoint, is what you're doing. That is using an activated charcoal filter. But also look at what else is in the municipal water supply. In Cleveland, it is that microcystin, which is removed by the activated charcoal filter. So you're doing just great, David, at doing the right thing for your own water supply. Did we get to, there's one more best story of the week, right?
There is. It's about children exercising and the benefits that are reaped from that. So a lot of previous studies have looked at the increase in have looked at the hippocampus and other places.
The hippocampus is that big organ in your brain. It's actually a very tiny organ in your brain, but it's the most important one for memory and long-term memory functions. So what happened with this?
So in previous studies, they found that the hippocampus is involved with, like Dr. Rosen said, memory, and then exercise affects the size and the volume of the hippocampus. But the researchers in this latest study looked to see whether there was other things going on in the brain from exercise, and they found that children who are more fit had more white matter in their brains than those who aren't as fit. And this was the first study to look at the association between exercise and white matter. The white matter that they found in the brain was observed to be important for attention and memory, and to be critical for linking different parts of the brain together. They suggest that it may improve the way signals are sent from the brain via the white matter. So while they can't show that this directly translates to children having a higher IQ, the researchers think that there's a possibility that it could be a new testing point for exercise and the associated benefits. The researchers also said that they're hoping that their work continues to encourage more support for physical activity, especially in children and especially in schools, trying to encourage your school systems to increase recess or get kids active in any way possible.
So that's been one of the problems, that we've had a decrease in physical activity programs in schools. One of the things they've done to try and cut down on budget is, in fact, to decrease physical ed and physical education teaching and to get all the kids in. And what it's a penny-wise, pound-foolish move, because they decrease physical activity and the kids don't learn as well. So instead of helping them pass the these national tests that are now required, it actually hurts them passing the national tests. Now, you do some, if you will, nannying for families, Bridget. How do you get the kids active? Don't they want to play on their little computer games all the time? And their how do you get them outside the video game world?
Yeah, it's much easier during the summer. They're much more willing to go outside and swim and those types of things, so it's not as much of a challenge. But when I nanny, I try and take them different places other than their backyard or their house, because I know that if we just go straight back to their house when I pick them up from school, that they're just going to sit down and want to be on their video games. So I'll take them to places like the Metro Parks or berry picking, apple picking in the fall, those types of things that, even though apple picking isn't physical activity, having them walk around and those types of things is much better than them sitting around in front of the TV. So I think that those things, and then making games out of it, because kids love games. So even just small things like tag or chasing, whatever, those types of things, get kids more excited about being physically active instead of just saying, oh, go run 2 miles on the treadmill.
So that's pretty good. So you take them to places where they've got to be physically active and they can't play with their games. Now, so the kids don't take their iPhones or Androids to school.
No, they do. Actually, they were telling me that they use their iPhones now in class, that a lot of the teachers, their science teacher has them use it to look up different things, and there's an app that they downloaded on their phone that they can use it in class. So they do bring it to school, but usually I say leave it in the car if we're going places.
Oh, good. Can you get them to do that?
Yeah. If I take
that wasn't
them
a very strong...
Them.
Wasn't a very strong, yeah.
If I
okay.
take them and lock them in the car, then they stay in the car.
When will they start not paying attention to you? Okay, let's go to some other of the top medical news of the week. Is aspirin the new Apple? Well, we don't mean Apple like Apple iPhone, but we mean like as an aspirin a day, the same as an Apple a day. And in fact, we also said in the first hour that walnuts were the best nut choice. And they are the best nut choice because they're the only nut with omega-3 in them of any appreciable content. And they, if you look at the odd omegas, omega-3, 5, 7, and 9, we're going to do a segment on Dr. Oz coming up on it. They're wonderful. You can listen in on that segment. I'm not going to give it away. But apples and walnuts are a great snack. And aspirin decreases 9 cancers. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show, and we'll talk more about an aspirin a day being the new baby aspirin. 9 cancers decreases risk of diabetes and increases decreases your risk of heart attack and stroke. We'll talk more about the data on this and the review of it on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Stay with us. You can always email us questions at udocs@gmail.com.
so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.